One Dish, One Mic with Carl and Sean on 610 CKTB.
You're listening to One Dish, One Mic on 610 CKTV with Sean and Carl. Though I guess they just said that, so yeah. I didn't need to re-say it. So.
Well, it's better when you say it, though.
I like the, you know, I like the brand. So we've covered a lot of ground on this show. We talked about the ministerial changes. I think we should actually catch up on some of the other changes that have happened across the ministry. Yeah. In our last two segments, we had Dr. Robin Bourgeois. If you missed them, we will post them to our Facebook page.
Yeah.
Go and check out One Dish, One Mic on Facebook, where we post the links to a lot of our shows and highlights and every episode we've ever had in our wonderful time here with 610 CKTV is posted there. So
also check out Carl's fantastic artwork that he does for the show. It's kind of getting a huge following. Like, I think I'm going to develop a Facebook page specifically for your artwork.
Well, if you know an Indigenous person who has something to add to the public dialogue, as Sean and I were just talking about on the break, we're hosts. We need experts. We need people like Dr. Robin Bourgeois. At the end of the day, Sean and I are just a couple Indigenous people that have a radio show. Yeah.
Couple of Indians with an opinion.
Right. So we can say it. You can't. Don't get any ideas.
Yes. Trademarked.
Right. So... if you want to come on the show, I'll draw you.
Yes, exactly.
Right.
Speaking of which, I'm trying to get my aunt to come on the show, Kathy Bell. I'm going to call her out 2 weeks.
All right.
If she's listening.
Yeah. So, we were talking about the ministers.
Yes.
And last...
Oh, you never answered about Mark Miller, though.
Okay.
Good or bad?
Oh, Mark Miller?
Yeah.
Speaking
Mohawk in the House of Commons.
I think his hands are tied.
Yes.
I think his hands are tied by a government process.
Okay.
So I don't, it's cool that he spoke Mohawk.
Yes.
But in the historical context, the Jesuits also learned the Indigenous languages when they came here.
Yeah.
And that didn't work out so good.
Yeah, but that was a different time, though. Meaning that the Jesuits, it was readily accessible for the Jesuits.
Yep.
Right? It's not as accessible now, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
So it would have been harder for him to do it, again, unless he's doing it on YouTube or Rosetta Stone. It would have been harder for him, I think.
I think he lives in near Akwesasne. Someone will have to contact me and let me know.
He went to school with Trudeau.
He did.
Yeah.
I think his writing now is like Cornwall, which is Akwesasne.
Akwi.
So he's in a unique position. I mean, just as an MP in that territory to sort out the fact that community, for listeners that don't know, Akwesasne has territory in the United States.
Yep.
It has territory in Ontario.
Yes.
And it has territory in Quebec.
Correct.
But it's all one community.
Yes.
So all Niagarans can relate to the fact that we live in a border community. Ever try to head to Buffalo and there's a traffic jam, or if you're ever in a rush, right? You're not getting through. Customs doesn't care if you're in a rush.
That is true.
But imagine if you live in one part of Akwesasne and your spouse, your child, your parent lives in another side of Akwesasne. You still have to go across that international border.
Yeah.
They still put you through customs. Just if you want to, you know, if your cousin wants to borrow a cup of flour and you want to take it over to them, they have to check to make sure that it's just flour.
Yeah. Yes. Which that is a very good...
Which goes to the over-policing that we were talking about with Dr. Bourgeois.
Over-policing, under-protected. I love that line, by the way.
Yeah.
So that was a very good line. Was that off the top of your head?
No, actually, it's from a study. So it stems from the RCAP and the Upper Wash Inquiry. So if you're ever bored, just sit down like I do and start to read the Upper Wash Inquiry.
Yeah, the RCAP is just like 400-something recommendations.
Right, I haven't gotten through the whole thing. But actually, the Royal Commission on Aboriginal People is where the recommendation to split the ministries came from.
Yeah.
So I did a Twitter essay. You can follow me on Twitter, at Carl Dockstader. And I did a little Twitter essay that sort of outlined the different roles and responsibilities. So if you want clarification on the differences between the ministries and the history, read the tweet. But it basically says that again, one ministry, in the very oversimplification, doles out the money that Indigenous people are owed and the resources, and sort of allocates the funds and helps with the uninsured health benefit fund where you know every Indigenous person gets glasses and so people believe, and we get all this free pharmacare and stuff that actually every Canadian should get anyways.
Yeah.
So, but Indigenous people, we negotiated for that.
Yep.
So that's what Mark Miller does.
So our lawyers were better than your lawyers at the time. I'm sorry.
Maybe. Or all of Canada's collective wealth is really derived from Indigenous lands.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Tomato, tomato.
So, right? One is the same as the other.
I am joking, by the way.
So, yeah, Mark Miller, I mean, I'm leaning towards cautious with him, and away from optimistic.
So I'm pro government in the sense that I believe that indigenous people. Thank you. I just need to clarify again, in the sense that indigenous people should actively participate. And the more that the longer that we host the show, the more research I'm doing to have talking points, the more I come to the realization that if my party ever wins, is it going to be more of the same? Is the system too big to affect? Let's say everything turned out properly, and I voted for the NDP, and I campaigned for the NDP. Should they have won? Is the system too big to change? Like, what happens if Charlie Angus, who was one of our guests on the show, becomes a minister of Indigenous Services, or whatever name they're calling us now? Yeah. Like, is Charlie Angus going to be the new Carolyn Bennett?
This is
heartbreaking because Charlie...
Probably, right?
Charlie Angus has done... example, like, he has done a fantastic job as a member of parliament in his riding.
Yep.
He's gone above and beyond. He visits communities consistently and constantly. He attacks the government when it needs to be attacked. Like, he is doing everything he could do as an MP. Now, what happens if he comes into this position?
Yeah, well, is it... That's the question, right? Does government...
Yeah,
pigeonhole you into these positions.
Yeah,
I was reading about John A. Macdonald, a criticism of him again in the National Post, but right on the heels of John A. Macdonald making awful comments about Indigenous people basically not being, like, being overfed because it didn't save too much money.
Yeah,
it's an atrocious quote where he says we could just feed the Indians less and save a couple dollars.
Yeah,
but then the Liberals, who were the opposition party at the time, were in full agreement and saying that we're definitely overfeeding them, and the government is totally neglecting its responsibility to the coffers by giving them too much food. So that's the million dollar question. There's been a shift in politics, and a party like the NDP that is definitely to the left of the Liberal Party now in this election, if they got into power, would they be forced to conform to the existing power structure of the Canadian government?
I mean, food for thought. I mean, we have the ability. If we wanted to do something on it, on climate change, we have the ability, we have the resources, we have the financial resources. We have the willpower of the people to do so. The government could do it by snapping their finger. They could solve any issues that Indigenous people face by snapping their finger. But yet, here we are.
Yeah, here we are. Here we are again, where Mark Miller and where Carolyn Bennett are the faces of opposing Indigenous children, which, by the way, they will be doing tomorrow and Tuesday in court in Ottawa. They will be attempting to take the Human Rights Tribunal that ruled in favor of children and said that Canada willfully and recklessly mistreated Indigenous children. That's happening in court tomorrow. And Sean and I will talk about that a little bit when we see you next Sunday.
APTN will be doing a live broadcast of it. Shout out to APTN for getting the rights. Love you guys.
Love you. See you next Sunday. Nagitwa.